And Bible baptism, I think I'm going to give you another. I'm going to have Rosie do some typing. I've got a lot more on my sheet than what he put on this lesson. And I got thinking, I think I'm going to make up another sheet and insert it. Brother Ball's done a wonderful job with this. He's our missionary to England. Bible baptism. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 41. And then we're going to look at your paper. Then they, this is the day of Pentecost, where 3,000 people trusted Christ as their Savior. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. See, the way you get, you trust Christ as your Savior, and then you get baptized. That's God's way of doing things. Well, let's look at your, turn your paper over, and let's look at this. Baptism by immersion. How many of you got that right there? Now, I've got mine white, yellowed up with mark. I'm a marker guy. I love to mark things. Plus, it, you know, as you get older, you don't see things as good. So when I highlight stuff, it actually helps me see, Brother Gary. It actually, Tammy, that's a trick of the trade, that when you get older, you'll see why me and Dad do stuff. You know, it's beyond bifocals, huh, Grandma? And baptism by immersion. And what does that do when you, I'm going to baptize today. In a little while, we're going to baptize here. After I preach, we're going to have baptisms for those who have trusted Christ as their Savior. And let's look at what baptism is. It publicly identifies us with believing in, as a believer in Jesus Christ. Yes. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. How'd that happen? Did they get... Okay, well, all righty. Whatever page this is, thank you, Brother Kerry, because whatever page this is for you, it's page two for me, but maybe I stapled them different. They all got in. As long as they all got in, that's what matters, amen? And so, how many have got the baptism? Look at this baptism. Of course, you see the cross there, and this man believes on Jesus Christ who died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And so God says the first thing after you get saved, he says to get baptized. And he says to get baptized by immersion. I'll show you that. And I'll show you why we get baptized by immersion. Number one, because God says it that way. But number two, it shows a picture. Baptism shows we're buried in the likeness of his death. Remember when Jesus died? They put him in the sepulcher, the grave. When you and then he's buried. The death of Jesus Christ, the burial of Jesus Christ, and then the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm glad he came up that third day, amen? Hey, it's good to be alive, amen? And so the burial in the likeness of his death, raised in the likeness of his resurrection, and any other form of baptism destroys the intended picture of identification with Christ's death and burial and resurrection. And so you got your Bible open there to look at Romans 6:4. We're going to come back to this scripture, but I'm just going to read it to you right now. Romans 6:4. Romans is a tremendous book. Five major doctrines are taught in the book of Romans. It's called a foundational book. Justification, sanctification, glorification. You got consecration. And then, of course, the first one, I mentioned that. Condemnation, all people. They're all condemned and need Christ. But look at verse 4 of Romans 6. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. See, when we baptize today, look up here. That's a picture of Christ dying, being buried, coming up alive. And just like Christ came up alive, you that have faith in him, you believe you're going to come up in life. Amen? And because he arose, I know I'm going to raise. Now, if he hadn't risen from the grave, then I'd have no hope either. But because he did raise from the grave, I've got great hope because I got no soul. I know I'm raising. Turn your page, and Brother Kerry, I don't know what page. lesson, it says measuring the church by the Bible, lesson two, a baptized membership, introduction. Are we okay on that one then? Okay. But look up before you. I am. If you don't baptize like this, I know some, and I'm not here to offend anyone, but the Bible says, come now, let us reason together. When we bury someone, do we just throw them outside and sprinkle some water over them? No, we dig a grave. We put them in a grave. We put them down and we bury them, right? The Bible says we're buried with him. How many see that? And so this picture right here of a baptism, it's a picture of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Say baptism, say this with me, baptism pictures the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And just like Christ died and was buried and arose, we also have, and we're, and by the way, we're raise in the, we're going to raise in the newness of life when he comes. But why we walk on this earth after we trust God, he wants us to walk in the newness of life than what I've ever read before. Like the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm going to tell you, I'm far from being perfect, but I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm still, God's still working on me. Oh, man, he's still working on me. But I've come a long ways from where I was, trust me. I really have. I've come a long ways. And got a long ways to go, Brother Brent. But there's a song, he's still working on me. You ever hear that song? What I ought to be. Once you get saved, God puts the Holy Spirit in you, you start to think a little different. See, the world tries to think conversion comes from the outside in. They try to clean up the outside. That isn't conversion. See, it's God works totally opposite. He works from the inside out. And God does the work on the inside, and then it starts to show on the outside. And so, okay, flip your paper. This is really good stuff. And the introduction. Is this your right page now, Carrie? Okay. A baptized membership. A baptism is among the most misunderstood, and it is, and misused doctrine of the church age. So many people think baptism gets them to heaven. They think you got to be baptized to go to heaven. By the way, you know, baptism doesn't get, never did get anybody to heaven, never will. Baptism is an act of obedience. God gave the church two ordinances. Baptism and the Lord's Supper. Only the church is supposed to do it. And only those that are saved and part of the church should partake in those ordinances. And only the church, I'm getting ahead of myself, but only the church has authority to baptize. And we'll get into that next week. But, people just say, can't just say, well, I'm going to go out there in the middle of death, or I'm going to go in my swimming pool and baptize this guy. Because we're, no. Now, if the church was behind it, and you can use any kind of pool to baptize in, as long as it's sanctioned by the local church. But baptism is among the most misunderstood, misused doctrines. Did you know some people actually believe that when they put them in the water, that all their sins are washed away? They'd actually teach that. They call them water dogs. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not saved when you get baptized, that water's not going to do nothing for you. And so it's amazing. If people would just think about this, if the water could make our sins wash away, that's right, Carrie. Why did Jesus suffer and agonize? Why did Jesus be born of a virgin? Why did he have a sinless life? Why did he suffer and agonize on the cross from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon? 6 hours he suffered and agonized and took all our sins, my sins, your sins. Yeah. The Bible says the sins of the whole world. Why? The Bible says he drank the cup of all our sins. If Brother Chuck, if baptism could do that, why did Jesus do what he did? Well, the person that has any kind of reasoning would say baptism doesn't do it, because Christ would, if baptism could have done that, Jesus would have never came from the splendor of heaven and be born of in Bethlehem's manger. Hello? And go through all, just so we could, so if we could be saved by baptism, he wouldn't even have came to earth. Hello? And never been treated cruel and crucified. So this is part because the definition has been drawn from the entertainment industry. Yeah. Hollywood. Listen, when you watch Hollywood, they don't know the Bible. Right. Just mark her down. Most of the stuff you see there is not true. C.C. DeMille does not have the King James Bible rendition. Amen. So, oh, they might get a few things right, but don't take it. Don't take it to the bank for it to be 100% right. And so, because and then what happens? Other people say, "Wow. Well, boy, if that's what Charlton Heston died there last night. He was in some of those. Wasn't he in Moses or Ten Commandments or something like that?" Yeah, and they did some good things, and I'm not saying all the things that they did were not scriptural, but but what I'm saying is you can't take your doctrine from a Hollywood movie. You have to take your doctrine and truth from the scriptures, you know, but a lot of people do, and they say, "Well, no, I saw it on TV. They, you know, I saw how they did it. You know, didn't you see Moses on there? Well, that wasn't Moses. That was, or didn't you see? They got Jesus. You know, people portraying Jesus, and no, that's Hollywood. You know, now, Hollywood wants to sell movies to make money. Jesus didn't want to make no money. He wanted to save souls. And so, anyways, and then sentiment." And sadly, a gross lack of searching the Word of God, which we're going to do today and next week. The Bible, with Bible firmly in hand, we note the following of the subject of baptism. And so we're going to study all about baptism in the next couple of weeks. So let's look first, a brief look at the word baptism as used in the Bible. Baptizo, Greek word translated, baptize, means immerse. How many see that? Means immerse. It comes from the Greek word. Now, I didn't write this up, or I would probably mess it, because Art Ball wrote this. I know a little bit of Hebrew, and I know a little Greek. He runs a good restaurant down the corner there. But I don't get caught up in the Hebrew and the Greek, and don't you? Because many times these are people that think they know more than God. Now, Art Ball's not challenging the Word of God here. That's why I let that paper be printed. But a lot of times people just they think they want to be show like they're smarter than God, and they'll say in the Greek. Well, I'll let them quote the Greek and the Hebrew when they match up with the Word of God. But if it condemns the Word of God, forget that. Amen. Okay, just to give a disclaimer here, so we don't go any, so you don't think I'm into this stuff. So and by the way, I do know a few words in Greek. I do know a few. I was taught when I went to Bible college some stuff. And I know a few things, but, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm glad I know the English. I'm working on the English. God gave me an English Bible. And it was written by the authority of the king. Higher than King James. The King of Kings. Okay. So the word baptism means immersion. And baptism is found in the Bible as in plunging or dunking beneath the waters. Never sprinkled. People never, and I'm not trying to attack any church. Let God be true, and even if it's me, every man a liar. I made a statement, and I always, if I can't show you Bible, don't you believe me either. The Bible is the final authority. Always take the Bible over man. Man will fail you. The scriptures are pure. They won't. Well, I'm going to show you about beneath the waters. Let's start with Jesus. Look at Matthew chapter 3. By the way, you better mark these. You don't have this on your papers. Look up here. I've got a ton of scriptures written down he don't have. You know? And I probably should have rewritten all this stuff so you would have this stuff. Every preacher has different thoughts. And I'm using this for an outline rather than I'm tweaking it. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to get next week, I'm going to give you a whole page maybe. But look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. We're going to talk about Jesus' baptism right to start. Matthew 3. And again, don't worry about the Baptist, the Catholics, the Lutheran, Nazarene, Church of God. Don't worry. Just take what the Bible says. There's some Baptists that are all messed up. So what I'm trying to say to you is this. Just don't get messy. Well, that ain't what I've been taught, preacher. No, don't worry about what you've been taught. Just take what the Bible, thus saith the Lord. That's how you learn. I'm willing to be teachable. You could show me in the scriptures. If you can show me something that I don't know, and you can prove it to me in the scriptures, I got open eyes and a listening ear. Amen? Okay, now, let's look at Jesus' baptism. Let's see if he was sprinkled. Matthew 3, verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized. I'll be talking about that probably in the next session. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Jesus walked 60 miles to get baptized by John the Baptist. We'll get into that next week. And Jesus answering said unto them, suffer to be so now, for thus it be coming to us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Now watch. Look at verse 16. Are you in Matthew 3:16? And Jesus, who are we talking about? And who's baptizing him? Now watch. And now let's see if John sprinkled him. Let's see if John the Baptist sprinkled Jesus. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up, straightway out of the water. Hard to come up out of the water of a little dish. Hard to get into a little cup, hard to come straight out of a cup. He must have been in the Jordan River. Hello? Not making fun. I'm trying to get you to think. Come now, let's reason together. Let the scripture speak. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. So Jesus himself was not baptized by sprinkling. He was baptized by immersion. Because he was under the water to come up straightway out of it. He had to be under. Right? So Jesus was baptized by immersion in the water. No sprinkling. Hello? Now, do you think Jesus would, everything he does, don't you think it'd be a pattern for us? Okay. And so, lo, the heavens were open, and he saw a spirit of God descend like a dove and lighten upon him. And look at what the Father said after he saw Jesus get baptized by immersion by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. Lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Was God pleased with his baptism? He was. And so he had the proper baptism, didn't he? By immersion. Look at why you're there. Look at was it beneath the water? It sure was, wasn't it? I'll read a little bit on your paper. I'm gonna give you some more scriptures. Did you all write Matthew 3:13-16 on your paper? Further, I think when I get done, I'm going to make another master copy and send these back to him, Roddy. He needs to get my notes. There is not one example, not one in Scripture, to uphold the idea that baptizing in any other form other than by complete immersion under the water. Some tried to defend sprinkling, pouring, or even infant baptism as scriptural, will awfully wrongfully point to Acts 16, 31-32, where God said, they said to the Philippian jailer, said, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus. Remember that in Acts 16? And he took him on. But there they were still immersed also. There's never sprinkling. And by the way, look up here now. Remember Acts 2:41 where we started? They that gladly received his word were baptized. We don't baptize children because infants don't know enough to trust Christ as their Savior. Children are safe, S-A-F-E, until they come to the knowledge of accountability. Then they need to be saved. We don't baptize children, infant babies. I dedicate them to Christ. Actually, what's amazing, Brother Mark, when I have a baby dedication, and I'm always thrilled to do those baby dedications, I'll be honest with you. I get the baby, he's up there, and the mom and dad, they're so excited, I'm excited, I'm hoping the baby don't, while I'm doing, and I'm hoping the baby don't cry too much, but I challenge the mom and dad, but really, a baby dedication really is not a baby dedication. The parents are bringing the baby, saying, preacher, we promise God, we're going to raise this baby up underneath the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to train him and edify him and bring him to church. And so really, it's a parent dedication of bringing the child up. There's a lady right there we love dearly, Mrs. Cochran. That's Debbie's mom. I guarantee her, Debbie's mom and dad are Christian people, and they look how good Deborah came out. Same thing for Rod. They were raised up in church. They heard the word of God. My parents were not saved. Rosie, Mrs. Cochran, she grew up with Rosie's dad, John Cockrell, is back down in West Virginia, almost heaven there, God knows how precious it is there. Anyways, her dad when Rosie's dad got married to her mom, they became saved, and Rosie was raised up in church all her life. I was a street kid. But boy, I'm glad that there were some parents that raised up, because it was John Cockrell that took me to hear the word of God, Rosie's dad. And so thank God for those parents that bring their children to hear about Jesus. Thank God for those parents that will pray with their children. Thank God for those parents that will teach the Bible to their children. Thanks God for the parents that will have a godly walk, and their kids can see Christ in their life daily. I'm thankful I got saved, because I could have died and went to hell. But boy, I'm glad I got underneath the word of God. Amen? And so a baby dedication really is a parent dedication, because they're saying, now, Wednesday night, they brought 40, I think it was 41 on the Wyndham bus. 41 on that Wyndham bus. Rosie said there was 140-some people here Wednesday night. And because we had a missionary going to Cambodia, I had the teenagers up here, I had the adults up here, I had all the little kids, the Becca Club up here. Whenever I have a missionary, we don't do it every time, but whenever we have a missionary, I like kids seeing the missionary. I like them being challenged to maybe one day they maybe might be a missionary. But we gave an invitation after he got done preaching, and I think 3 or 4 kids got saved. Now, they weren't infants. They were 5, 6, maybe 8 years old. I don't know how they were, but between probably 8 to 10 years old, somewhere in there. If they want to follow, if they get their permission by their mom and dad to get baptized, we're going to baptize them. Now, those are children that can make a decision, though. Are you with me? But we don't baptize infants, because they don't have enough sense. They don't have enough knowledge about Jesus. The only reason you get baptized The only reason you get baptized is because the first condition to be baptized, you must be a believer in Christ. So even if they didn't sprinkle Brother Mark, even if they dunked the baby and put him back out, it still would not be scriptural. Because it's not, they don't have a belief in Christ yet. Okay, stay with me. So the Bible does not say here, doctrine always will be built upon what the Bible does say. And so the Bible never teaches about sprinkling. There's no sprinkling of babies or nothing in the Bible. Notice, look at John chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. I'm taking time because I think this is so important. Write this down. John, write this on your paper. You had Matthew 3, 13 through 16, right? Right, Carrie? Matthew 3. Now you're going to write John 3, the gospel, John 3, 22 and 23. John 3, verse 22 and 23. After these things, are you in John chapter 3? How many of you got John 3, 22? See, it's good to hear me, but if you can see it, to hear and to see both really makes it better. Did you know that you retain? When I preach something, 3 days from now, you might only remember 3% of it. If I showed you a picture of it, you'd retain 70. That's why there's a saying, seeing is believing. That's why you Sunday school teachers, when you teach, use flannographs, use charts, because when people see things, it enhances their memory. After these things, Jesus came and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them, and what did he do? He was baptizing, right? Look at the next verse. And John also was baptizing. Are you with me? In Enon, near Salem, or whatever how you want to pronounce that, because there was what? Much water. And they came and were baptized. If you were sprinkling, Brother Carey, would you need much water? Listen, a 5-gallon jug of water could last for over 1,000 people or more. You know, I spit more than that. I could baptize during our messages, Bobby. When I preach at Brother Perry's church, because they're up, they all get close to me. He passes out spit towels because preacher spits when he preaches. I get so excited. I bet I baptized a lot of people in my life than even while I was preaching. Kidding. I'm not kidding that I spit, but I'm kidding that they were baptized. He did. Why was John there in baptizing? Because there was what? Much water. And so the Bible clearly teaches it's by baptism is by immersion, not sprinkling. Over and over. Jesus, how did Jesus come? Straight way up. How many are with me? Why was John the Baptist there? Because there was much water. Baptism is in water by immersion. Amen? And I'll throw this in too. I don't know where on your paper somewhere it is, but I'll just, and it's never three times. There's some people say you got to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. No, one time. One time. What's that, Rod?
I said amen.
Amen. Amen. And my poor mama, she was terrible. I led my mom to Christ. And none of my family was saved. I was the first one to get saved. And a lot of my family was saved afterwards because then I started a church. And we had to call Lighthouse Baptist Church. And Bobby, my mama, got saved. And I baptized my mama, and she was terrified of water. And I took her down. Yeah, hold on. Man, oh, man. Hold on. I'm not done. I don't care what the bell rings. Are. And so I got her, and I said, I baptized in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And my mom was so terrified, she held her one arm. Like, I couldn't get her all the way down, Mark. She kept part of her body up. And a true baptism, your whole body has to be immersed. And I brought her back up, and she was so terrified. And I said, Mama, you didn't let me get you all the way down, and I have to baptize you again because you didn't have proper immersion. She said, well, I'm your mother. And I said, I know you are, but now I'm your pastor. And Mama, I want you to have scriptural baptism. And she's, all right, son, hurry up. And so my mom was, I wish Bethel Baptist could have met my mama. You will in heaven. Lighthouse loved her. My mom was only about 4'10". And she was a real loving lady. Little bitty lady. She loved people. She used to shake up the people at the Burger King. She'd always order a Whopper without the meat. And she says, would you give me extra pickles and tomatoes and ketchup? My mother loved ketchup. She didn't eat hardly any meat at all, Mike. And she'd pull up those things, and they'd say, are you pulling a prank? And then after a while, they got to know. They said, oh, that's it, Mrs. Skiver. You know, no, she's for real. Give her, you know. And they actually made a special price for my mother for a Whopper because she ate so many of them. But she never had she had a bun with a ketchup, extra. She had extra ketchup, pickles, and tomato, but no meat. And she was a unique lady. And she always had extra sauce on her pizza. I preached her funeral when she died. She died of cancer. She went down to about 65 pounds. I watched her as she went. I preached her message. Oh, that's my mom. Amen. Had a great mom. Very loving, kind lady. Just special. And I wish Bethel could have, I wish I could bring her here for a couple of weeks and just let you, I wish you could have met my mama. She was a special lady. Very special. My dad was kind of a hardcore, rough type of guy, but my mom was a real sweet lady. And I think sometime I got some of her tenderness. I might have got some of my dad's roughness. I think I got a little bit of both of them. Amen. Well, let's look at this. Let's look at one more scripture. I know the bell rang. This is really important. So we said much water. That's John 3:20. And then let me give you this last scripture, and then we'll close. We'll start up next week. This is a good start for baptism. Look at Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 35. I'll read this and we'll take this up next week. In Acts chapter 8, verse 35, Philip opened his mouth. Remember he went out to the, remember God put him out in the middle of the desert? And there was a eunuch from Ethiopia. Remember that? And this Ethiopian eunuch, he's out in the middle of a desert in the Gaza, and he's reading the book of Isaiah. And here comes this evangelist, Philip. God sent him out there. He said, you know what you're reading? And the fellow says, how can you know unless someone tells me and explains it to me? So Philip got up in his chariot with him, opened his mouth and began the same scripture to preach unto him what? Jesus. Yeah. See, don't worry about religion. Just preach Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I'm a Baptist, but baptism or being a Baptist don't get you to heaven. I believe Jesus founded the Baptist church, but a Baptist church don't get you to it's the founder that gets you to the church. He preached unto Jesus, and as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, here's water. Boy, this will knock out all kinds of infant baptism too right here. What does hinder me to be baptized? What's stopping me from being baptized, Philip? Look at verse 37. Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, if you'll trust Christ as your Savior, I'll baptize you. And he answered, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down You don't have to go down when you get sprinkled. They went down both Philip and the eunuch. They went into, and where'd they go? Into the dish? They went into the water. And into the water, both Philip and he baptized them. So, again, showing that you had to have immersion. By the way, showing also that there's a requirement, and we'll show it to you next week. There's a requirement for baptism, and that means the requirement for that is you must believe on Jesus Christ. If you don't trust Christ your Savior, you can be baptized 1,000 times. It's still not a baptism. Brother Brian, I know the bell rang, but Brother Brian, stand up real quick. Brother Brian, just a few weeks ago, even though he's a member here and had been baptized, and he realized he was never really saved. He trusted Christ as his Savior a few weeks ago, and we baptized him. Why? He had already been baptized, but because he was not a real true believer, that baptism was of none effect. So he trusted Christ, then he believed on Christ, then he was baptized, then he joined the church. Because that's scriptural. Amen? Thank you, Brian. And so baptism is a great truth in the Word of God, and we'll teach you more about it next week. Keep coming. Bring your friends to this. The Bible, people have got their own philosophies and their own false teachings. I don't say I know everything in the Bible. I don't know it all. But what I do know, I'll show you. And whatever I show you, Brother Mark, Betty, whatever I show you, I'll show you from the Scriptures. Yep. Amen? Amen? Coolidge, would you lead us in prayer?
Father, thank you, Lord God, for this teaching on baptism. Uplift us now. Thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Yes.
People here and all our visitors. I pray now, Lord God, that you fill our building now for the main service. And I pray, Lord, that you just inspire each and every one of us to go out and serve you. And if there be anyone lost here today, if they get saved and will get baptized.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. We'll break for about 8 minutes.